Joining us live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Peter Drummy. He is with the Mass Historical Society, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Happy Saturnalia.
Oh, well, back at you, and also Merry Christmas. Now, it's interesting. You and I have spoken so many times over the years, and it still surprises me that the way we celebrate Christmas now, which is just wonderful in all its aspects, that was not always the case here in Massachusetts and here, of course, in the original Plymouth Colony.
No, in fact, while it's very famous that Massachusetts Bay, neighbors to the north, outlawed Christmas, made it against the law to celebrate it. In Plymouth, they had a head start. Right after the first Thanksgiving in 1621, newcomers had arrived in Plymouth, and they, like people did in the English countryside, set out to have a sort of day off for leisure and play, and William Bradford very quickly put them to right that this was not a holiday, and it was a superstition to think of it as being a religious holiday, and everybody should get to work. And he said, and there was no trouble thereafter, and at least in the Plymouth.
Oh my God! Talk about a killjoy.
Well, I think it's. I don't want to. You can sound like an apologist for the Puritans, but they were. They thought that this had this. This was a Christian veneer on top of ancient religion and pre-Christian religion, and that to do with the solstice, the winter solstice that were for yesterday, and that this was really something that they wanted to purify the church and get away from, and that's why they came here. So not everybody came with that motivation, but the people who didn't had to comply for a long time. And even after this was the anti-Christmas laws were rescinded, it nevertheless remained the sensibility in New England not to work on Christmas Day. Even school children early on went to school on Christmas, that it was a day like any other day. And people who had other traditions might celebrate it, but at home in quiet rather than as a public celebration.
But it wasn't until like maybe around the 1850s that Christmas actually was legalized here in the state?
Well, it wasn't. It had really been the law forbidding it had gone away in the 1680s, but the sensibility remained, and legalizing it and recognizing it as a holiday and a state holiday, and it didn't become a national holiday until the 1870s. So it took a long time for this to be seen as essentially the Christmas we know, and that was pretty much an artifact from people coming from elsewhere with different traditions. And in the 19th century, there were a whole bunch of very influential people, Washington Irving here in America, writing about the Dutch traditions carried over to New York, but especially Charles Dickens. He came to New England in a tour of America in the 1840s, but that was before he had written A Christmas Carol. But when he came back right after the Civil War, he had like a speaking tour where he would read from A Christmas Carol, and this was like he was like the rock star of 19th century America. He was a person, essentially, his writing was so popular that he gave 17 readings in December of 1867 in Boston and New York.
And spawning a whole new industry. What a wonderful holiday. And, of course, Peter Drummy, thank you for sharing a little bit more of some history with it. He is with the Massachusetts Historical Society. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. We'll be back right after this from